Welcome to Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. Throughout his career, Jim Lang has made it a priority to provide his clients, readers, and friends with useful, cutting-edge information, as well as peer-reviewed financial and tax planning strategies, so that they can make the most educated decisions and really get the most out of what they've got. We hope you enjoy the following special rebroadcast from the Lang Vault. And please stay with us until the end, so you don't miss more information on how we can help you protect your wealth and ensure your family's financial security for the next generation. And now, Jim Lang.
In 2001, I wrote an article that I sent to my email list called The Ideal Beneficiary of Your IRA. Jane Bryan Quinn was so impressed with the article that she interviewed me for roughly 6 hours to do a one-page article that appeared in Newsweek. That article was then followed by articles in the Wall Street Journal, Financial Planning Magazine, Journal of Retirement Planning, and many others. But she was the first journalist to really understand the power of what I consider the best estate plan for married couples. She, of course, is one of America's top financial writers and has some words of wisdom to some of our senior listeners.
If I can get back to something else in your book, one of the things that kind of surprised me is when you talk about advice for people age 76 and older, and you correctly note people 76 and older tend to be depression-era mentality type folks who by nature are not great spenders, and you say, the heck with the kids, spend, spend, spend. And I think of you as this kind of very prudent advisor who would probably recommend you should do wills and beneficiary designations, etc., but you're encouraging seniors to spend some of their money rather than to hang on to it for their kid.
Well, you know, I sound as if I'm anti-kid.
Yeah, no college, no inheritance.
Spend your kid's inheritance, right? I wish to say I have 2 children and 6 stepchildren, so I am very much aware of what kids need and how you can help kids. But I have a couple of feelings about this. First, you know, a lot of parents help their adult children during their lives. And so I consider this kind of a down payment on their inheritance, if you will, sort of getting the inheritance or some of their inheritance early when they can especially use it. I just hate to see older people scrimping and saving because they think that it is essential that they leave something to their children. Most likely they will leave something to their children anyway because they probably own a paid-up house. Their children will get that, and there will be other assets that the children will get. I mean, this is a time when you should say, this is what I was saving all of this money for. This is a time when I really want to be comfortable and enjoy the last 10 or 15 years of my life. And so that's why I say that. And I guess it sounds a little flip, but sometimes you really do have to encourage people to say, you know, you really can afford to take that cruise. There are things you really can afford to do. Don't be afraid to spend the money.
Well, I find that most of my clients tend to really be savers, and I agree with you completely that they should spend some money, and if they want to do something for their family, maybe to take their family on a cruise or have a family vacation, which is a great experience for their family also.
But we also have a growing and terrible problem with parent debt, because parents are taking out these private loans to go to school. They're taking out PLUS loans from the government.
They're mortgaging their houses.
And you're seeing higher and higher amounts of debt, part of it student debt, part of it mortgage debt, for people going into retirement. And at a certain point, that becomes very difficult to pay. If you've got a lot of parent loans that you took from the government, they will go after you. You know, they can garnish not only your wages, they can garnish your Social Security, they can garnish your disability. You can't get rid of the loan in bankruptcy. To take out loans to send your child to college when you are close to retirement age is very dangerous unless you really have a lot of money. And if you have a lot of money, you should pay cash. Do you know the number of bankruptcies of people in their 70s and 80s are going up? The Treasury is starting a larger scale program to garnish Social Security for people who had their student loans or their parent loans and didn't repay. There's about 150,000 accounts, Social Security accounts, being garnished right now, up to 15%. You know, there's a point at which going into retirement with a large loan is just crazy. And if you want to take out loans to help your child go to a school, you want a loan that you know you can repay over 10 years maximum, but ideally repay it before you retire. You're probably looking at having to work longer. There's another angle to this. You know, if you don't have enough money to retire on, and at some point you are broke, who's going to take you in? Your child is going to have to take you in. And here, there is an increased number. I did a column on this for the AARP. An increasing number of parents are going to live with their children, not because they're frail and alone and old, but because they're broke. And that's a terrible, terrible, embarrassing situation for the parents to be in, and it's a tough situation for the children to be in. And I know you don't think about that if you're 18 or 19 and you're going to college, but you really need to say, I want to be sure that my parents are in good shape when they retire.
We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Jim Lang's Retire Secure podcast, where smart money talks. If you've had your questions answered and would like to schedule an appointment to meet with Jim, call our offices at 1-800-387-1129. That number again is 1-800-387-1129. And if you would like to attend one of Jim's upcoming virtual events, go to paytaxeslater.com/webinars. That address again is paytaxeslater.com/webinars to reserve your virtual spot today.